have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He keeps on doing great things for me. Well, good evening, one. Good evening, all, and welcome to my podcast. It is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. It is where you get your positive vision, your positive voice, and positive vibes emanating from right here in the Crescent City out to you wherever you are. We just thank God for this time together. It's Thursday, and we are thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is your girl, Loretta Petit, and thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are tuned in for the first time, please go ahead on and drop me a little email and say so, And, of course, let me know who you are. I'll shout you out. You can just send that email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And maybe you have been a constant listener or a listener off and on. You can always reach out to me. I'd love to correspond with you as well. So this is a beautiful day, the day after Love Day, the day after Heart Day, the day after Valentine's Day. Want to have a little chit-chat with you about that. But before any of that, I do want to give a shout-out to my awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. And I want to go into prayer at this time. Let's invite the Lord into our conversation, although one-sided. But let's invite the Lord in. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we thank you today for your goodness, your kindness, your mercy, your love. We honor you just for who you are. And dear God, we recognize your presence, and we've got to say hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We've got to exclaim something because you're so good to us. And thank you for your mercy, and thank you for your grace. Bless this podcast and the family of podcasters, under the umbrella of Elation Magazine, Elation Radio. So, Father, we thank you right now for every listening ear. We pray that something positive will be shared that would cling to somebody's heart, their mind, their spirit. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you use this lips of clay just to be a blessing, to inspire. Oh God, we thank you now. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, once again, hallelujah is my word, the highest praise to my Father. And my Father who sits high, he looks low, and he cares so much about me and you. I heard a little piece not long ago. Somebody put together these words, and I thought it was just so beautiful. So even though I'm not going to give it to you in rhythm, the rhythm that they gave, that they had, but I want to give you the words, and I thought it was just, the words are just so true, but so cute the way they did it. Let's see, can I remember? It said that Moses was stage shy. Wait, Moses was stage shy. Is it called stage shy? Moses had stage fright. David took a rock to a sword fight. Look at that. Like, come on now. These creative minds out here. And he says, so the next time the devil tells me, or the next time the devil asks me, who do you think you are? To be honest, I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody about who saved me. My God. I thought it was just so cute. I wish I could have wrote down the words and had all of it for you. It was just a little short piece on TikTok, a little short piece, but it was just so cool. Loved it. And when I think about that, I think about the fact that God has given all of us purpose, and that's what he was saying. The moral of the story is everyone has purpose. Everyone has purpose. And, you know, God has given all of us purpose. He's given us creativity. You know, he's given us opportunities. He opens doors. He makes doors where there are no doors just to get us into the party, just to get us into the party. So I thank God for that. And it was something that was said at our Bible study on Wednesday that I always say to myself to make sure I don't fret about things that I want that I don't seem to get. I make sure that I don't fret about it because God has a path for all of us to travel. Sometimes we're on it and sometimes we're not. Because sometimes we're obedient and sometimes we're not. Not only that, but he has a place for all of us to express that talent or to express that gift. There is somebody out there that's looking for somebody like me and somebody like you. There is some organization or company or, you know, business that's looking for somebody with your talent that uses it the way that you do. Somebody's looking for me with my talent and use it the way that I do. But we can't find or, I don't want to say find, but we can't see that person. We can't see that organization when we're so busy fretting about, you know, what we didn't get and what we don't have and what other people look like they were half as talented as we are, but they got it. So God wants us to believe in him and to believe him. And that's where we miss it. It took me a long time to get here, but that's where we miss the opportunities, the open doors, the blessings that God has for us because we don't believe him. We simply don't believe him. We believe in him. Oh, yeah, there's a God. And I know that, you know, he can do great and marvelous things, but we don't believe him that he's got something for us too. Sometimes we say, oh, yeah, God can do this, God can do that, but will God do that for me? God doesn't want that. He wants us to believe him, not just believe in him that he exists, but believe him. More blessings come by believing him than just by believing in him. So when I say believe in him, I don't mean believe in him like we put all of our trust and our faith in him. I mean believe in him that he exists. You know, believe that God exists. You know, a lot of people believe that God exists, but everybody's not a disciple. Everybody's not following God. It's not trusting God. God wants us to believe him. So when we look in the Word of God, and I do have another piece I want to talk about that has, that's totally unrelated, but I got off on this tangent, so let me stay here. The one thing that I think about the Israelites, when they were freed from Egypt, and they were traveling in the wilderness. The unfortunate part is they did not believe God. They did not believe that God would supply their every need. They did not believe that God was going to take them to the land that flows with milk and honey. They did not believe it. And I think the few is like the one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch. It's like when a few didn't believe, then more caught on and sang that "War Is Me" song. And then more caught on and say, doomed is me song. So that apple started to spread throughout the camp, and they just stopped believing God. You know, early on, they weren't believing God. God didn't send me out here. Take me back to Egypt. At least we had food. We had dinner on the table. At least we had. And Moses is trying to tell them, get rid of that old thinking. Get rid of that. You're not in prison anymore. You're free. Just come with me and let's trust God. They did not believe God. And by them not believing that God was going to do what God said he was going to do, do you know that God was angry about that? God was angry because they didn't believe him. Same God yesterday, today, and forever. God is angry when we don't believe him. Because we accepted him as our Lord. We accepted him. And now he's telling us through his word, many times through visitation. Sometimes through epiphany. And God said, in the last days, I'm going to speak through dreams. So people are hearing from God, but they're trying to push it off as something else. Or they're saying, oh, well, you know, that was just a dream. Oh, no, I just thought I saw something. Oh, I thought I heard something. Mm-mm. God is yet speaking, and he wants us to believe him. No matter how it looks like the cards are stacked against us, no matter how bad the situation seems, I'm telling you, I know it's hard sometimes to look past what you physically are seeing to believe what you see in your spirit or your mind's eye. I know it's difficult. God never said it was going to be easy, but he said believe him. And he says in the word of God that if you come to him, you must first believe that he is. Now, that's the believing that he is. But then also believe that he's a rewarder of all of those who diligently seek him. So when we seek God, we can't just haphazardly seek him and not believe him. We're seeking God for a purpose of believing. And so we're saying, God, you know, I know that you not only can, but I believe that you will because your word says thus and so. So let's not just believe that he exists, but let's believe God. Believe what, Petite? Believe what? I'm glad you asked. Open your word. And find your place to start, wherever you want to start, because God is all the way through the scriptures. Wherever you want to start. And as you are reading, inviting Holy Spirit to guide your thoughts and your understanding. As you're reading through your scriptures, the Lord is depositing things. He is illuminating his word for you. Those who are sincere, you may find some verses are easier to understand than others, but God is depositing some things in your spirit when you are sincere about him. But he wants us to believe him, guys. He doesn't want us to get tired of waiting and go ask somebody else. We might get embarrassed going to ask somebody else. So they might say, girl, you always wanting something. You always needing something. Or we might feel some kind of way that now they have the upper hand and walking on us because they lend us something or because they gave us something. God just wants us to wait on him. He's going to direct the people to us, and he'll direct us to the people. So just believe God. Stop, dilly-dallying with God. Don't play with him. I mean, just trust that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. His word is his will, and his will is his word. So you got to trust him. And yes, let me confess, there's going to be some dry spells sometimes. There's going to be some dry spells sometimes, just like in the Bible days. They said, oh, we didn't even hear from God. We haven't heard from God in a minute. We haven't heard from God in a while. It doesn't mean he's not there. It doesn't mean he's not caring. It doesn't mean that. It means that right now, God has placed you in a place to let you deal with some things, but he's watching over you because he says in his word, as we go forth and we are witnesses, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So if God says, never leave me, now leave me means that he's gone. Leave me means he dropped me off and he went the other way. God says, I will never do that. I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So even though I may feel forsaken, I've got to know and believe God that I'm not forsaken because he said he will never forsake me. So if God says he will never forsake me, I don't care what my feelings are saying. My spirit man is saying, believe God. God said he will never forsake you. So even though I might be feeling in my feelings that I'm forsaken, I'm not. And I've got to trust and believe that I am not forsaken. You are not forsaken as a believer in God. Amen. So that's how we get our blessings. Some people build beautiful homes, and some people can't even rent a decent-sized home. Many times the enemy is setting them up to make you turn from God to go after whatever they're doing to get their stuff. But when you wait on God, God has a way of leading you through and around and over and under all of that mess and brings you where he wants you to be and gives you what he wants you to have, what he knows you can handle. That's how our Father works. He is not going to, like, just disown you because you're struggling or because you didn't come up on the right side of the tracks, as they say. God loves his children, and it's his good pleasure to bless us. It is his good pleasure to bless us. So if we can now take a different perspective and approach to our Christianity and, you know, stop wallowing in doubt, because he says when you doubt, you get nothing. So every time you go to that place called doubt, you have lost your place in line. Now you got to get back at the end of the line, you know, because you lost faith. And so as you start to get closer to God, something else big happens in your life. And then you start to doubt again. Then you got to get back in line. And now, I'm just giving you that picture, but that's not how God does it. He knows when and what time that you're ready for that particular blessing that you want. So in the meantime, in between time, can I encourage you just to dream big? Dream big, because you serve a big God. I mean, an awesome, awesome, awesome God. Like they say in the word, listen, the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to God. Can you imagine 1,000 hills, first of all? Can you imagine 1,000 hills? That's a lot of hills. And if there's cattle, you know, like eating on all those hills, can you imagine how many cattle that would be? My God. And that's just figuratively speaking. God owns much more. I mean, owns everything. But God has even more than that in store for those of us who are believers. And all of our gifts and our blessings from God, they come in many sizes. You know, like M-I-N-I, many. They come in M-A-N-Y, too. But many. And then they come in small. And then they come in medium. Then they come in large. Then they come in extra large. Then they come in gargantuan. So God's got all sizes and kinds of blessings for us. If you could believe that. If you could believe that. So I think as I continue to trust God through some calamities and challenges and, you know, all kind of craziness in my life, the Lord started to reveal to me that you've got to believe. Don't believe sometimes in the good times. Don't believe when you like your back is up against the wall only, but believe all through the times, all in the cuts. Believe all through all of that. Rest yourself, Loretta, because I got this. In so many words, I can just imagine my father and say, rest yourself, I've got you. And that's basically where it is. And so as, you know, you continue to believe God, believe his word and what it says, you start to see that doors are starting to open. People are starting to request you. People are starting to come for you, not in a negative way. They start coming for you. I want to take you here. Can you come see this? I want to go with you here. I want you to go with me there. I want to do this for you. I want to do that for you. I mean, I've lived like that off and on through my life, but there were times when I didn't understand like I understand now, that don't ever let belief leave you. Don't ever let the word of God leave you. Don't ever let meditation on the word of God leave you. Like in Joshua, he says in Joshua, in the book of, what is that, Samuel? I don't know. No, it's Joshua 1 and 8, I think. Well, he talks about, God talks about how we can enjoy prosperity and success. He talks about his word. He talks about meditating on his word. The whole chapter in Joshua, he talks about meditating on his word. He talks about, you know, what God has got in store for us as believers, you know, the things that God wants to do for us. My God, it's just so much in the word, so much in the word. And everything that you probably are involved in is going to try and stop you from getting to your word. You know, you're going to be tired, worn out. Your eyes are going to be burning. You're going to get sleepy. You know, your time is going to be short because you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do the other. And all of that is keeping us away from word and keeping us away from things to believe in. It's keeping us away from blessings to receive because we're missing the things we should be believing in because we can't get to the word to read it, to understand it, to digest it, to meditate on it. So I want to say to you, make some time for God. Make some time for God. Now, God is not asking for all of our day. I mean, that's great when we can be prayerful in and out of our day. You know, like 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray without ceasing. That's having a prayerful mind, a prayerful heart. And in between, you know, whatever you have happening in your day, pray. Pray, meditate on the word, read the word, you know, write down your studies so you know where to pick up at next time you pick it up. You know, just get organized with that thing. Get organized with the way that you meet with God. Get organized with it. Now, I'm not saying you have to get ritualistic. You can pray to God any time of day, any day of the week, whenever. But when you get ready to study the word, get organized with that. Because as you're doing word searches and as you're doing, you know, translations and all those things, get organized with that so that you can fully understand the depth of what the word of God is saying to you at any given time, and you can understand the mysteries of life. It's all in the word of God. But at the end of the day, just believe God. Make room for God and believe God. Now, the thing I want to say a little bit off of that topic, I didn't mean to be on it that long, but something got a hold of me and I just started talking about it. But what I wanted to say is I hope that your Valentine's Day was good. The kids in my class, they hate Valentine's Day, and I'm like, why, baby, why? I say, if you have no Valentine's Day, you celebrate you. Y'all too young to have Valentine's anyway, except your mommy, your grandmother, your aunt. And so celebrate you. And my daughter said to me something similar. And I said, honey, every February 14th, I celebrate me because God is good and God is in me. And that's the reason to celebrate. So I am my own Valentine's many times. But every year I made a tradition to send something to my children every February 14th since they were little. They were like toddlers. I said, oh, no, I'm going to celebrate my baby every Valentine's Day. So then a second baby came, third baby came, and so it's just been a tradition in our family. They can expect something from me every February 14th. And I think it was only one year that I missed it. Probably was, I don't know what year it was. Probably was during a storm or something that had me out of place and I couldn't get to where I needed to get my things for my children. But always, I celebrate them. They get something every year. Now I got a couple of grandkids, so the grandkids got the money this year and the card, and uses chocolates and things like that too. But, you know, they always get something. It is a tradition that we started a long time ago. So if you are one of those kind of people, well, I'm single, I don't have a significant other in my life, honey, learn to celebrate you. Learn to celebrate you. I buy little hearts, put them around the house, get a beautiful Valentine's Day bag, and I'll fit it right there in the entryway, and I'll have the candles around it or whatever. So when I walk through my door, I smile because I like what I just set up. You know, I buy me my sparkling grape cider, not cider, my sparkling grape juice. They have several different kinds that are made, but my favorite is the people who make grapes the best. In my eyesight, anyway. And I get the white grape, and that's my favorite drink. Let me see, who is it? It's called, sparkling white grape, non-alcoholic, because I don't drink, don't like alcohol, but, you know, you do you. And I celebrate me. And if I was going to go to the movies, but I was just a little bit too tired to do that. But do that. Let not anything pass you by. Because you don't have somebody to celebrate it with. Honey, learn to celebrate with yourself. And finally, I wanted to say, today actually is Singles Awareness Day. February 15th reminds us that there's nothing wrong with being single. In fact, the day after Valentine's Day points all the ways that singledom benefits our communities and more. There are several benefits to being unattached. Singles can come and go as they please, hello and amen, with no regard to a partner's schedule, wants or needs. Career opportunity, a single doesn't need to consult a spouse before accepting a job offer. It's also easier for a single to keep up healthy habits. There isn't anyone to sabotage their efforts to work out and to eat healthily. Singles also tend to be more self-reliant and involved in their communities. Singles come in all ages, my friends. All ages, all sizes, all colors. We're out there, and we're out there big. Now, whether the singles are single by choice or by happenstance, you know, recently single or pursuing singledom for the long haul, singles tend to lead independent lives. However, that doesn't mean that we are alone. Singles may be raising children or grandchildren. We may be caring for a parent or for a sibling. But despite the images of a spinster of old, you know, by a certain age, if you're not married, you're considered a spinster, a partying bachelor or a singles lifestyle can take on quite a different look today. It may take on many roles, from a professional to a community leader, caregiver, and volunteer. How do we observe Singles Day, people? Singles Awareness Day. We can celebrate our own singleness, right? We can celebrate ourselves. Join other singles for coffee, for dinner, or for other events. Hello, yep. And if you are not single, don't overlook singles in your life. Include them when you can in your activities, because we may not be seeking a life partner, but we do like to be included. So recognize the contributions that we as singles make in and through our community, in and through your organizations, in your schools, and even around you. So happy singles, happy singles. Happy singles, where are you? Where are you? Now, this day got started a few years back. Mississippi State University student Dustin Barnes, he lays claims to the creation of this day. But whomever did it, and forever, whatever reason you felt led to do it, it's a good thing. Some people don't understand that yet. If they don't have anybody to go with them, they're not going. If they don't have anybody to do that with, they're not doing it. Learn to not be self-reliant so much, but to be God-reliant. To be God-reliant. Rely on God to be with you, whatever you're going to go, whatever you're going to do, and just enjoy life. So happy singles to all of you. And we left off saying, in the church, the Bible talks about the unmarried, how we labor for the Lord in the ministry, because a married woman more or less have more worldly things on their minds about how they're going to please their husband, whereas a single woman or even a man, our minds are not or should not be on all of those, you know, things out there in the world, but we can do more in the church because of the independent lifestyle that we lead. So happy singles, happy singles, happy singles, wherever you are. I salute you today. And if you're not a happy single, change your perspective, change your life. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. I really do. I really do. This has been that podcast where you can find positive vibes, positive vision, and, of course, my positive voice. I'm Loretta Petit, and this has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Reach out to me, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Until next time, you take good care now. You hear? Bye-bye.
Sheets of rain falling down, people moving all around. Some never think how great you are. Some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent, most God. Stars and the moon sing, Gloria, Gloria. You're so excellent, Gloria. Oh, in a day gone tomorrow, days of joy and days of sorrow, some even ask what life's about, some live and don't see you're the way out. Is it only look and see, your glory in the great heavenly? They'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent God. Yes, your Gloria. The mountains clap and the hills sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, you are, no one's holy like you are. You are, yes, there's none besides you. You are, and there's no rock like you, Lord. No rock like you, Lord. You are. I find no fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are. Yes, you're glorious. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Is it a you? He is the main. And so much more. Oh, we worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Go on and worship him, worship him, worship the Lord. Is there anybody here? Anybody loving like I do?